This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm all right. I there's always something to complain about. Well, I'm told that we're joined by company. We have company today.
We do have company.
So we got to try to... Hi. Yeah, hi. We got to clean the house. Got to run through and act like it always looks like this.
Exactly.
Greet her at the door, half breath. Oh, welcome. I'm sorry. Place is a mess.
I'm actually at her house, so I guess she had to do the cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, thanks a lot, Jessica. Just invite yourself over for supper.
I did.
She really takes her shoes off. I know. When she shows up, she just makes herself right at home, huh?
That's right. Watch out.
She's like an invasive species. I can say it because we're related, so I guess I'm also an invasive species.
I don't know if it works like that.
So who are we joined by today? We should probably tell the people, the two people, you and I, who are going to listen back to this later.
Yeah, do your thing. If you want to do your own like intro or whatever, like do your thing and then you can introduce
Aspen,
me or whatever.
We just did. That was it.
That was our intro.
Welcome to the chaos, Aspen. But no, so we are joined today by Jessica's best friend in the whole world, other than me.
Aww.
And that's Aspen. Hello, Aspen.
Are you speaking for me or?
Yeah.
Don't excuse me, Jessica. Don't right now.
Yeah, let Jessica speak for herself. Who knows where I fit into the friend spectrum.
Aspen, I love you so much, but you know that was a dig at me, right? Not you. She's like, Kimmy, there's like 7 people before you, Kim. You need to check yourself at the door, madam.
No, you're right. Aspen is one of my very best friends. We have adopted her into our family.
She's an adopted cousin. I have another cousin. Her name is Aspen.
No, I truly feel that. Yeah, for sure.
It's a forceful adoption where like you can't be compliant. Or you can either be compliant or non-compliant, but it's happening either way.
Ah.
It's I hope that it's consensual.
You don't know me. Blood? No. If you've crossed me, you're done. You're done to me. So I choose this relationship.
She chooses me.
That's so sweet. Yeah. I have a hard time with that too, because there's always that feeling of guilt. God damn it, if you touch my cereal one more time. This is the oops all berries all over again. He's trying to circle back. You gotta do the callbacks every once in a while. Keep the people interested.
Yeah.
Keep the longtime listeners who are us and Aspen.
Yeah.
Gotta keep them interested.
Back there in episode 1 or 2.
Episode 1, maybe 2.
It's good to have inside jokes with your listeners, right?
I would hope so. Otherwise, they feel alienated and they're like, this is bullshit. I'm done. I'm checking out of this.
Yeah.
If it's, especially if it's just an hour of straight inside jokes, I feel like, you know?
Mm-hmm. They better understand it. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that's the goal anyway. But I'm podcasting from my bed. And I gave myself a fun treat of a satin pillowcase.
Oh.
Because I heard that it's better for your hair. Actually, silk is the best, but I don't have the budget for silk. So this is, if we could get some more lists, if there's any sponsors out there who want to sponsor my hair, what's best for my hair, I can be reached at www.needasilkpillowcase.com/Kimmy/anchor/useless conversations.
Yeah, we're actually in my bedroom as well. I figured this was the quietest, warmest place I could get.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's not weird at all. 2 grown women and sharing a bedroom.
Yeah.
That's
in
normal.
Bed right now. How does that make you feel?
I'm trying. Well, first of all, I'm a little jealous because normally
Yeah.
that's Jessica and my thing. We'll sit in the bed together. People make it seem weird. I'll straight take a nap next to Jessica in the same bed. I don't give two flips. Like,
It's not weird.
do you want
No.
to watch a movie and cuddle up? Yes, I do. And we're 35.
Well, yeah, we're not.
I was gonna leave the five off to try and make us feel better, but there's no reason to lie. This is a safe space.
We're not cuddling per se, but we're, in the same space.
Yeah, I mean
Yeah.
the cuddling isn't necessary. I mean it's implied that you guys aren't like, you know,
I mean, what?
snuggled up.
I can only picture like just spooning Jessica during this podcast.
I'm the big spoon.
Spooning. That's great. I mean, listen, ladies, do you. That's all. I mean, it's just about what makes you comfortable. Again, this is a safe space. It's fine. No, Jessica and I, we usually just sit on the couch. That's the normal thing we do. But sometimes if I'm really sad, we've slept in the same bed as recently as like what, 2 years ago when I
Sure.
stayed over, Jess. Like, I was like, can I sleep in your bed tonight if I come over there? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, can you kick the cat out because my allergies? And she was like, yeah. And then I got there and she was like, look, I got new sheets for you.
Actually remember that. They were like pink and purple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really cute. And we just cuddled up and watched true crime. Like we're just
Yeah.
watching like what was it? 911 Live. What is it called, Jessica?
I don't remember what we
Sure.
watched, honestly,
Live.
but
I don't know. It was supposedly a live show, but then in the corner it's like pre-recorded, so you know it's not live. But
Right.
it's basically cops taking down criminals, and that was like our bedtime lullaby. I was like,
Yeah.
well, this isn't terrifying at all. Let's
No.
watch this. That's fine. Sirens, a bunch of sirens.
Yeah, it's great. It just puts you
Yeah.
right to sleep, right?
Well, I mean, I was tired anyway. I spent 7 hours in the car just getting there. So I don't know what we should talk about today. Jessica and I asked each other some questions earlier that were fun. Have you thought of any other questions, Jessica?
I was just for the listeners, maybe going to ask Aspen if she wanted to, like maybe.
Yeah. Oh, what's this
She's
about?
like, what? Do what now? I've already
Well,
like involuntarily been, you know, initiated into your family.
yeah. What
no,
do you want me to do now?
do it.
Total compliance, Aspen. Just kidding.
Can't
No,
say no. Go.
I was just gonna say, I mean, she could either maybe tell a story of her like remembering back when we met, or like a story that she remembers about me fondly or not so fondly,
Oh.
or like
Oh,
what,
that would be fun.
like give us the juicy stuff, but
Oh
don't
my, put
spill
me on
any
the spot.
don't spill any
Aspen,
secrets. But
spill.
No,
I didn't
I
have
was
time to do
gonna
my
say
homework.
spill those lima beans, girl.
Oh.
Do you remember
Come
how we
on.
met?
Well, yeah, of
Do you
course.
want to talk about that? Do you want to talk about a fun time we shared together? Is there something you'd like to share about us?
Oh my gosh. Well, geez, like.
She's like, well, this moment right now when we're cuddled up in my bed hiding from the three men who live in my house.
That's what
I
we're
was hoping we could talk about that again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, we could totally talk about that. Since I at least know that story, I'm like trying to think of something unfondly of you. I don't know if I that would take me.
Well, it doesn't have to be
I'm like, I
unfondly,
don't
but
want to go down that
like, I don't
path.
want to force you to say nice things about
Ah!
me. Wink, wink.
Oh, God.
I feel like we're putting Aspen
I'm
on the spot a little bit.
twisting at my arm to talk about Jessica in a nice way. Oh, my gosh.
One time I'll tell you one time we went to the Oregon coast, and Grandma said if we collected up all of the aluminum cans, we could take them to the recycling center and split the money. And the way that the money split out, it was between me, Jessica, and my sister, or I guess I should say my sister, Jessica, and I. And it split unevenly three ways, and Jessica ended up with two extra pennies. And I thought about it. Well, clearly I've thought about it this entire time off and on, but I thought about it for about 2 weeks. It was like, she got those two extra pennies.
Oh.
We were like, and I'm not kidding, we were like 12 or 13, and I was still mad.
It's because I'm everyone's favorite, so.
Grandma was immediately like, well, we have two extra pennies. Obviously, these go to Jessica.
Sorry, here you go, Jessica.
Yeah.
She doesn't give me any mouth when I ask her to do something.
Well,
right?
How do I, yeah, Grandma, I'm like, Grandma, what do I do? And she's like, ruin my life.
No, stop.
Yeah, what? No, she was retired and done. And then I was like, Grandma, I exist. We live in the same house now. She's like, God almighty.
I mean, don't say
she that. Used to let my sister just beat up on me. And instead of interfering, she would just yell from the other room, like, be nice to Kimmy. And then she'd go back to her crossword, eat a Tums out of her shirt pocket.
Sometimes you gotta let kids was happening. Solve their own problems, you know?
Yeah, that's. I think that was very much her. That was her style. After raising 9 children of her own, right. She was kind of like, they're invincible. They'll be fine.
She was a teacher, right? And a nurse. So
she, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And brilliant. I mean, she was just kind of a genius, which is. They say apples don't fall far from the tree, but I fell in the other person's pasture. It's way on the other side of town.
Just rolling, I rolled
way down the hill.
No,
from that genius tree. But yeah, Grandma gave her the two extra pennies, and I've been pissed about it for the last,
oh my gosh,
I don't know,
wow. Yeah, I
22
mean,
years.
I guess we can figure out the inflation rate and. You know.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, Jessica. You owe me money.
Like $4 now.
Okay.
Well, technically, I mean, it needs to be divided amongst the three of us again or something. Or maybe just Jenny and I. Since you initially reaped the reward of having the two extra pennies, I don't know what you bought with it, but I know you don't have it.
Well, you gotta
like, those two original pennies, I
mean. Here's the thing. You and Jenny were sisters, and so Jessica was already kind of the odd one out, so... Grandma had to make it even and give them to Jessica. You know, I don't have memories of Jen, but I remember one specific trip, like where we stayed mm-hmm. with like you and Jen and her husband at the time, right? And like,
yeah,
and we were still teenagers, so like, but kind of felt like,
yeah, we were seniors in high school, and I lived with Jen and. Trip? Yep. Yeah, you were pregnant.
Was I pregnant that time?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, you were.
Because that was the same trip.
I remember it.
Your dad? Mm-hmm. That was an interesting trip because then I saw Jessica's dad's side of the family, but then we went and stayed with you guys. I remember how scary you guys drive over there. I was terrified.
Yeah. Didn't you drive like your dad's Dodge truck or something?
I did. Yes.
Okay. I remember. Yeah, there was.
Different. Yeah, not to be confused with your biological father, your dad.
Yeah.
You drove your dad's truck over.
I drove my dad's truck, but within that trip, I did stop and have time with my biological father's family.
Yeah. And I was the teenage pregnant friend that she brought along. 17 years old and like, 5 months pregnant. That was fun.
Yeah.
Fine.
I remember because I was like, can I touch your belly? And you were like, I guess.
Really?
Well, because I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Is that like a frequent request? And you were like, yeah, people want to touch my stomach all the time. And I didn't realize how true that was until I was pregnant. Yeah. And it's because I don't know if this was you or if this is just was me, like, I don't know if this is all moms or whatever, but when you're pregnant, I feel like I couldn't stop touching my tummy. Like, I just wanted to rub it all the time and kind of hold it and stuff. Also because I got bloated a lot, so I was like pushing sometimes, just trying to keep the bloat down.
Yeah, it's just more like
but I
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would just constantly be rubbing it, and people would be like, oh, is he moving? And I'm like, not even a little bit. I'm just like rubbing it. I don't know. Like, I just couldn't stop touching my stomach.
Oh.
But then people in the grocery store would walk up and just start touching you. Like, they would just touch me.
Oh, that's so weird.
And I'm like, hi, stranger. Howdy.
Yeah, I've become a bit more aware of that. I don't think I've asked a pregnant person to touch their belly. And, it, like, I can't I don't do that. I'm just like, that's not that's... what you do to people anymore, right?
It's weird. Well, not strangers, but I've gone up to pregnant family members and been like, let me rub your belly. I want to see if I can get them to kick.
But like, I don't know. I think about like, I've got a bunch of coworkers, you know, and they're always pregnant. And it's like, I'm like, hi, baby. But I would never ask to touch their belly. I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, Geometry Molly, can I touch your stomach? And then she's like, ew, Aspen.
I think that's odd. No, I'm beyond that point. My kids are too old for that. I don't need to have a baby.
Can you imagine? Because mine is turning 5 tomorrow, Aspen, and I can't even imagine right now what I would do if I also had a baby. Because, like, if we had started younger, I definitely would have had 2 or 3, but I'm so fucking tired at 35. Like, I don't know that I even have the energy within me to have another
child right now. That's what they always say, though. You're young, you have more energy, but less patience. Now you have more patience, less energy. So I don't know.
Oh, I have neither. So Zeb is the one with the infinite patience this man has for this kid. And I'm just like, get on your fucking shows. I mean, I don't say the fucking part. I think it. But yeah. I don't have a ton of patience.
I do. In order to have,
I know you do.
You have to have patience. So,
oh, look at that nurse pun! No, hit it on the nose, girl. I think that one of the things that's like my favorite thing is when my son wants to cuddle, and one of my least favorite things is when he wants to cuddle, because it starts out in the beginning, it starts out really sweet.
Yes.
And it's like it used to be where he like wants to just give me hugs and he'll kiss my cheek and he'll hold my hand. But then at a certain point, he starts thrusting his body in these really uncomfortable ways and like kicking me in the thigh repeatedly. But he's doing it like subconsciously. He doesn't realize that he's like actually kicking me. And then I'm like, hey, you're hurting mommy. And can you stop? Can we just go back to cuddling? And then he'll just like wiggle out of my lap. Yeah. There's a certain point where he gets over the cuddle and he like gets violent. And then I'm like, if you can't stop kicking me, you need to get off my lap. And he chooses, instead of stopping kicking me, he chooses to get off of my lap.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's cute until it's not cute.
I know. I guess I do miss that stuff. And I get nostalgic when I like think about when my kids were that little.
Do they let you cuddle them now? Like, do you ever get to hug them?
We don't really hug, but there are certain like expectations. Like I say, I love you. They say that back. And then there's a sort of like this head nod, like they want me to kiss the top of their heads. So it's, aww. So we have that.
But they have to bend down because they're so tall.
Yeah, they're taller than me now.
Well, yeah. Their dad is really tall too. Like your husband's very tall.
I know, I guess he is. People say that's tall. I'm just so used to him. I'm like, are you really that tall? But he's like,
I don't know, because I thought I was tall and then I met him and I was like, oh, I have to look up to look at you.
I mean, 6'3".
Yeah.
6'3", so.
And I'm 5'7". I guess that's tall for a female, but it's not that tall comparatively to 6'3".
And now Ben.
And you're 5'7".
Is 14, Christopher's 16, and Ben is now taller than Christopher. I think the second kid, like younger brothers or sisters end up being like taller than their older siblings, and it always drives them crazy. But it's funny to watch.
My sister's shorter than me. Is Corey shorter than you, Jessica? I feel like maybe you guys are equal in height.
He's a little bit taller than me. He's like 5'9" or 5'10", I think. But that's not that much taller than me.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, you're taller than Jen.
Yeah, Jen is only like I'm gonna say 5'4" or 5'5".
Yeah, so I don't know.
5'4" maybe.
It's kind of always funny because, you know, as the oldest, you always want to be more superior, and you'll be like, "I'm taller and bigger than you," and then one day you're not, and you're like, "Oh darn."
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So they're going.
I guess that's true. I mean, yeah. I'm the second child, so yeah. My kid got a bike Well, he's getting a bike tomorrow.
Oh when yeah, he wakes up. I listen to the podcast.
Thanks, man. Thanks for being a loyal fan.
I am. I mean, I'm trying to listen to see like the format and just obviously it's fun. Same. I picked up a similar hobby, you know. I mean, just
yeah. Do you want to plug your podcast and tell us a little bit about what it's about? Because I'm hyped up. Jessica said that you offered for us to be a guest, and I would be honored to be a guest on your podcast. It sounds dope. The idea is great. Jessica and I had no idea going into this, and I was just like, "Do you just want to record some shit? Like just like our conversations?" And she was like, "I guess."
Well, yeah, I think that's what you do. I think, I mean, I kind of just fell into it as well. Yeah.
But to be fair, Aspen, like you and I we're podcast fans anyway. Like that's kind of a medium that we both enjoy.
I
know.
It was cool to find out. I was like, you're a murderino, like SSGGM. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, you understand that? Yeah.
Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. Wheat? Woo.
Oh, I know. So,
I love it's really funny because I
first ones that I got into. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It was one of my first ones. I really love the Dollop.
Yeah.
It's like a historical podcast, but it's told by comedians. I love that right. one. It's really good. No, yeah, but what's your podcast about? Tell us more about it. I'm really excited.
Okay. quick overview, I guess. Origin and Tonic is what we call it because Mallory is really good at coming up with puns. So it was all her idea because she had the thought of finding people's cool origin stories, I guess, you know, is how we're putting the twist on there. And then like the idea of being able to have a drink while we're like doing something we like. So
that's fun.
So putting the little twist on there, having a beverage, sitting down with a guest and just sort of talking about like an interesting story in their life or something that makes them, right? Like a tradition, a major event, some sort of project they were a part of. Maybe it's their career. Maybe it's a connection or a relationship. I don't know. We just want an interesting story and for you to take us through it a little bit.
That's cool. And then, yeah, I like that.
And then we want to know like what your favorite beverage is, and it doesn't have to be alcoholic, you know, but just like if you have a little story or connection with your drink of beverage, you know, when you're socializing, that just that atmosphere we want to try to create it, I guess. And that's our little twist.
So, I love that. I love that a lot. What's your is gin one of your favorite alcohols?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind
of me too.
It's one of my staples. Yeah, gin and tonic, sure, when you're out with lime. But at home, I don't like a lot of carbonation, so I go for like limeade instead. So,
oh,
like,
okay.
Limeade. So, yeah.
That sounds really good, actually. Mm-hmm. So, my boss has a craft cocktail like YouTube channel. And it's called Better Cocktails at Home. And they make craft cocktails, her and her husband do. Uh-huh. And she taught me how to make this drink called The Last Word. And it's fucking delicious. And it has Tanqueray. I'm going to forget all the ingredients now because I'm on the spot and I also haven't made it in a while. It's actually like the gin of your choice. And then it's got... maraschino and I'm forgetting green chartreuse and then squeezed lime and you give that a good shake. I like to pour mine over like a solid like rock ice when I do it, and then you plop a nice cherry down in there and it's like the perfect complement to the drink. But I've overdone it on those, like because they're stronger than you think they are, because they go down. They're really smooth.
Right.
And I think it's the green chartreuse is what kind of like, it's still a liquor, but
that is, but
it's like this fancy person thing. I don't know. I didn't know what it was either.
Yeah. Fancy, so
Well, neither am I. So once I tasted that, I was like, oh my gosh, cocktails can be like this. Like, I didn't realize that they could be so delicious.
Well, we
I'm
should.
used to just like, I'll take another rum and coke, please keep them coming.
Well, let's try one sometime.
We should. That would be great. I think that you guys should come over as soon as the great quarantine is over, and we'll have a quarantini.
Yes. Speaking of, I got my first vaccine yesterday, my first shot.
I saw that on your Insta. I thought that I liked it. I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't
But
know.
I was so excited for you.
Well,
How do you
thanks.
feel?
My arm is very sore. Like I keep where I try it, it's very sore. Like I don't worry about needles or anything, but I don't know, but just on a different level, like it feels good to kind of feel like I'm moving in a positive direction because I've been really worried about COVID and I don't want to get sick. And so I feel
Yeah.
like, I'm hopeful that, I can get my second one and avoid getting sick. That would be pretty amazing to say I walked away from it,
Yeah.
but I don't know. Let's see what happens.
I only know one other person that's in my I know one person that's in my daily life who has had their first round of the vaccine. And he said the same thing. He was like, my arm was really stiff afterward. Like, his arm was sore, but he said, I don't have any
Well, they say
like, I'm
that's
not ill.
the second dose, and they're saying, yeah, your better your immune system, the more reaction you're gonna have. And
Yeah,
so people
that's
are
what.
taking the day off, and so yeah, I'm preparing for that, the second
So
one.
the second dose. That's what he was saying too. He said that his brother is actually a corrections officer over there, and they got the corrections officers got them pretty early on because they're it that because COVID is just kind of running rampant through the jail system right now,
It
which is
was
a
really
whole.
bad over here. It was like on the news for weeks.
And he luckily, I think that his brother did not get it, but he did get the second vaccine after this person that I know got the first vaccine. And he was like, my brother said the next one is the one that I really have to look out for. Like, that one will probably have me down for a day or two.
That's
But
what
he said this one was like it just the pain in the arm, but no symptoms.
That's what everyone I've said has heard. And I got the Moderna. I don't know if that's
Is
necessary.
that the one you got? Yeah, I'm kind of hoping
Not
that
that I had a
that's the one
choice.
that's available. Oh yeah. At this point, I'm like, whatever, just get it out. Just
I
pull
know,
out the
I
needle and
thought
stick it in me.
I was surprised. I just showed up and I was like Mallory said, here's this link and we can sign up. I said, what? And I just clicked it and I don't know, it just happened
Is
in a couple days. I did it on Wednesday, signed up Wednesday, got it Friday, and
Wow.
I was
Is
like,
that
here we
because you're an
go.
educator?
That's
That's
how I
so
felt about
nice, Aspen.
it. I couldn't believe it because and I just it surprised me a little bit that it came so quickly. I thought they were still gonna go by age group or
Right.
but it was I was a
No, I
teacher
think,
and that was it.
yeah, I think that absolutely the educators need to come first. Like the rest of the civilians are relying on you to help us figure out what to do with our children when we finally are able to go back to work. A lot of people have been out of work for a very long time. They're looking forward to getting back to work. I luckily have been at work this entire time. Have a great boss and business is still good, but we're relying on you to help us raise our children. Absolutely, you deserve all the things. Like, you should have the first round. You should have everything. Like, here, what do you need? Take my money.
I know. Well, I appreciate that,
Honestly,
Kimmy.
that's no, it's true. It's truly how I feel too. I think that hospital workers and our educators definitely deserve to be the first ones who get this vaccine, and the first responders, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
But
hopefully this
that's
moves in
just
the right
me.
direction. I mean, I don't know. I'm really grateful and that I was able to get in and there was, it was a really smooth process and yeah, there was a line and you do kind of waves by every hour, like you sign up for, I don't know. It worked out really well. And it was nice to
That's
see all
great.
the people were really nice and everyone was, I don't know, just really cool. So
I think they're probably, just like you said, I think they're probably just in this better, like, mental place where it's like, I'm happy to volunteer for that because it means that we're moving in a positive direction. And, like, it's kind of the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit. Like, we're going to come out of this and we're going to get through it.
I know.
I don't know.
You just got to, keep playing the mask game and washing
our hands.
Yeah, we just got to get through it. But, so that was cool. But
that's awesome. Good for you. Fuck yeah. That's amazing.
The next, I know. I just hope we can just get this start on the rolling so we can just get everyone
back. Yeah. Well, as I like to call him, Uncle Joe, but I mean, he's the president now, so I should say Mr. President. I always call him Uncle Joe. I've just always called, like, when he was the vice president, that's what I called him. I was like, it's Uncle Joe. But it was inappropriate then, still kind of inappropriate. I should be a little more respectful toward the office of the president. Anyway, Uncle Joe said that everyone should be vaccinated by June.
That would be great.
So, yeah. Can you imagine every American will have the first round of the vaccine by June? Like, that would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
Oh, cool. Let's hope to that. I don't know.
Since you guys are so close in proximity and I'm all the way over here, Aspen, grab Jessica's hand and squeeze it 3 times and then see what she does.
That's a good one, Kimmy. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Really? You want me to do it?
Do it.
Yeah, I was waiting.
What do you mean? Grab your hand and then
grab your hand grab her hand like you're holding it.
Yeah. I mean, this
like you're walking down the street and you're holding hands.
Okay.
And squeeze it 3 times.
Okay. And one more just because.
No, so you squeezed it 3 times, right? Yeah. And then she squeezed your hand 4 times. Is that correct?
Yes, but a pause.
Okay. So when you squeezed her hand 3 times in our Irish Catholic family, that's PDA code for I love you.
I love you. Yeah.
And when she squeezed your hand back 4 times, she said, I love you too.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
That's funny. I would have never thought of that, Kimmy.
Well, funny. I'm not in the same room as y'all, so it's not like I can participate. Well, but no, just but imagine I squeezed your hand 5 times and said, I love you too also.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, and if we're in public and we were holding hands with, like, grandma or our mom or an auntie, they would squeeze Aunt Missy to this day will grab my hand when we're sitting on the couch, and she'll squeeze it 3 times if we're, like, watching a movie or something.
Yeah.
And then it back 4.
It's, like, a subtle way to just share that you love someone.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
You guys are so
You excited. Say it without saying it.
Right.
I know. That's what I love about my family is like your little connections and your like affection and the way you show love is like you're not embarrassed by it and it's what you do. And I love that.
Oh, yeah. Like unabashedly, we'll just straight yell like, I love you so much in the airport when Jessica's going through TSA. Like just screaming. And people are staring like, is that her wife or is that her sister? I'm so confused about their relationship. And I'm like, you don't need to know.
People can love each
other.
Yeah.
You know, something that I thought about earlier that we could all talk about for a moment that could be fun.
Truth or dare? Go.
Truth. I'm drinking red wine.
No.
Sorry. Was that not? Oh, sorry, my bad. Go ahead, Jess.
So all 3 of us are on the TikTok.
Oh
yeah.
Okay, and so here's the thing. I'll tell you a fun little story about Aspen and I. So,
So
you've already kind of spilled the beans that Aspen is a teacher.
Oh yeah.
And we got on the TikTok before quarantine. Like we were on there before it was cool to be on there.
Yeah, no, you guys definitely
Secretly.
have been on there for
I've
years.
been on
Yeah.
there like no yeah, as a secret for a
And
while.
so here's the thing. It originally started, number one, Aspen started sending me these videos of people doing stuff, and I'm like, what is this? And so she had to explain TikTok to me. But then, more importantly, the kids in her class were saying and doing things. And so we would learn things by watching TikTok to
Yeah.
understand what these kids were, you know, if they were trying to get Aspen's goat by saying something she didn't know about, but she already knew it, you know, like she's like the smart
She
teacher
could,
that
you would
got
have the
in on
perfect
it, you know?
comeback.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's how our TikTok started, our
Yeah.
TikTok
Okay.
experience, right? But then
Yeah.
quarantine hit and it kind of exploded, right? So
Yeah, like
now,
everyone in their mid-30s was like, I'm on TikTok too.
right. And then so now, like, you know, our close group of friends are on there and we send each other videos and, you
Yeah.
know, we watch them and send stuff back and whatever. We kind of banter on there, funny things, interesting things, whatever. Well,
Yes.
I was on there last night. I try not to go on there. It's like Pinterest. I get lost in there for hours and I think
I
it's been
know.
5 minutes and it's been 2 hours. And the guy's like,
Yes.
hey, this will be here tomorrow. Come back. Like, take a break. And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
But
that's
anyway,
smart.
so I was on there last night. And do you know oh no, I'm not gonna know what it's called. The thirst trap. You know about the thirst traps?
Yes.
Well, I know all about I know the definition of a thirst trap.
Okay. On
I don't
TikTok
set many of
specifically.
my own.
Yeah,
But
no,
yes,
but
yeah, of
on
course, yeah.
TikTok specifically, you know about the thirst traps.
Okay.
Of course,
And
yeah.
so there's this gal that
I'm
I've
not,
started to
you know.
watch and she like finds the male thirst traps on there. And she does a duet with them. So for people who don't watch TikTok, a duet, you can take somebody's video and make your own video and it's a side-by-side screen. Well, she takes the
Yes.
video and she's doing a blind reaction to the video she's watching. So people take her in these thirst traps. And I found out by watching, I got deep into hers and somebody else's TikToks. And found out she's actually an author of like erotic novels. So it wasn't
Oh.
so weird that she's into these thirst traps. But she makes these faces and she.
Thirst traps. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
She totally like is showing off men's bodies and such. And I find it funny, like her reaction. She's always drinking a drink and she always has to stop drinking and her mouth is open, or she's talking about how she's gonna go to jail or whatever.
That's very funny.
So there was one guy that caught my eye because most of the men on there are like, you know, they're like a nerdy guy, and then the beat drops and they're like bare chested, all
Yeah.
muscles, whatever. But this one guy was not scantily clad at all. He was just a good dancer. And so I was like,
Oh,
why is she watching him? So then I went to his page and I got deep
oh, I
into
bet you did.
his page.
You're
I
going
was like,
down the
first of
TikTok
all,
wormhole, man.
let me explain this guy to
Oh,
you.
let me explain.
So this guy is a very handsome man.
Okay, but wait, stop. Just a second. Handsome in the face, in the body, or both?
Well, both, but he wasn't like the other ones. Like he wasn't like the perfect body. He had a nice body, but it wasn't like
Okay.
the normal thirst trap, right?
I mean, look, he's someone's type. We
Yeah.
get it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. So no, but what caught my eye is that he was fully clothed. You know, he's wearing a hoodie and sweats or whatever. But here's the thing, what made me
Right.
provocative
Oh, I can only. Oh no, Jessica.
he was a very good dancer and he was fully clothed, but there was things that you could see. So then I think, okay. So anyway, I'll just explain him a little bit.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
He's definitely a good dancer. He's of like maybe Latin. Like, it doesn't say his nationality on it, right? But he's like definitely like Latin, like maybe Cuban, Mexican, something. He's very attractive dancing. He does like Spanish songs, and he does like upbeat songs that are popular now. And I started watching all these different videos of him, and then I find out he's younger than us when I thought I was watching somebody in our age range. So that was disappointing. And then I see a wedding ring. So I'm like, oh, well, why am I watching this? And then all of a sudden, he's dancing with another man. So I got sucked into a gay TikTok thirst trap. Oh my God. So you never know what you're going to get on TikTok. You see one thing and you have an image of it.
You saw a beautiful man. And wanted to take a look at
it. I mean, I was...
More TikTok.
I mean, I was just going to say, I only have one response to that. Hot.
Hot.
I'll send them to you,
Kitty. Like, I just, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think it's
funny. Like, dance with your boyfriend, hot, or husband, if he's got the wedding ring on. I mean,
I think what's fun about TikTok is like how different our algorithms can be, you know?
Yes.
And when we,
oh yeah,
if that's what's really fun. I'm like, what do you mean you haven't seen this? And you're like, what do you mean you haven't seen this? And I'm like, oh God.
But then your algorithms get mixed up based off of stuff that people send you. So,
right.
Like, you know, Aspen could send me something funny and then
and like, you watch it and then it's like, oh, you like this.
Right. So it's like inappropriate, yeah. Funny. And then you might send me something that's pertaining to being a mom. So then I start getting stuff about kids.
Did you hear that? So mom things from Kimmy, inappropriate humor from Aspen.
100%. That's right.
I'm just saying.
Aspen's got two of those things. I mean, she knows all about the mom humor too. And also, just so we're clear, like mom humor and inappropriate humor, the line is so fine that you could, it's,
no,
it's invisible, really.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, once you start, I'm not saying that's all I get from you guys.
I'm just saying
that then it messes with my algorithm and all of a sudden it's like, you know, because we have another...
I mean, Jessica, can I just need to say, I think you're fucking with your own algorithm because you get sucked into the TikTok wormhole and you're just going all over the place doing this investigative reporting gay thirst traps.
It's just like, oh my God.
A gay Latin thirst trap. Like, that's where it's at. I mean, if you found it, good for you. But like, I'm just saying... You're fucking with your own algorithm at that point. If all you have now is gay Latin thirst traps, I wouldn't be surprised.
And he trapped her. She was
thirsty. Yeah.
It wasn't my
fault. Guess who's thirsty? Jessica. And by proxy, me, because you just told me the whole story. My algorithm is so messed up that like 2 or 3 weeks ago, this woman in her 60s came on and she's shooting her own TikToks and she's grabbing her eyes and she goes, day 12 without chocolate, I've gone blind in my right ear. And that was the whole TikTok. It was like Nana makes a TikTok. Like, it was funny, but still.
Our other friend sent me one. See, here's the thing. I have TikToks on there, but my thing is private. So unless I allow you to be there, you can't see mine. Because... I don't know. I think it started because you didn't think I would do a TikTok and I did a TikTok, but I kept it private so that only Aspen and I could see it.
Yeah.
So I have a few out there, but our other friend sent me one that had to do with a certain feature on TikTok that she wanted me to do. And she said, here, I want you to do this TikTok and send it to me. And I don't think she thought that I would, or maybe she did, I don't know, but I instantly went on there and did it and sent it to her. So I just have like random stuff out there. And then from watching her stuff, you know, and then I made one like that. So that messes with my algorithm, I'm sure. There's so much out there. There's food TikTok. There's all sorts of cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I haven't made one in a while.
Yeah.
It just, mine's completely open, but it's mostly because, like, I have to prioritize my time. So TikTok falls to the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
Well, I think our podcast kind of overshadowed your TikTok fame.
Well, and also, like, to be fair, there's only so many hours in the day. I got to work all week. I got to do my homework on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, I got to play Clash Royale at some point. And I just finished season 3 of Good Girls. Just in the nick of time, too, because apparently season 4 airs tomorrow.
Well.
So now I have to wait each week for those episodes to drop, and I don't get the instant gratification of just binge-watching it. Like, well, this was either a great opportunity to watch an excellent show or to make myself miserable week after week waiting for the episode to drop.
Well, now you just got to forget about it for a little bit and then pick.
No, I can't do that. You don't understand. Because you haven't been watching it. It's so good.
It's in my list.
It's so
good. I'll get there.
I'm telling you, Jessica. What's one of, if you had to name like your favorite TV show that's a comedy, like a great TV show that you would recommend, what would it be, Aspen?
TV show that I recommend.
Yeah, a great comedy TV show that you love that you could recommend.
Ooh. Comedy TV show. South Park.
Jessica already said Superstore.
Yeah, I know. So. I was like, uh-oh, I keep thinking about what you guys already said. I don't know. That's too much on the spot.
I got Superstore from their household, by the way.
I was going to say, like, it's one question, though, Aspen. That's not too much on the spot. Like, it's one. You can just answer anything. You could say Schitt's Creek. They just won a bunch of awards.
She does,
I mean,
love that one.
It's so good.
Well, you already.
How good is Dan Levy? I'm sorry to steal it from you, but it's like what I said. It's one question. It's not like too much on the spot. I love you, Aspen, but it's one question.
Trying to think about the comedy I watch.
There's lots of good stuff out there. Did you tell Jessica to watch AP Bio, by the way? Was that you?
Yeah.
It's so good. Isn't it so good?
Yeah, I love it.
How funny is... what's his name? Dennis from It's Always Sunny.
Well, yeah, I mean, his character, but I mean, I just, I love Patton and Patton Oswalt.
I don't know.
It. And
Patton is amazing. Yeah. I love Patton so much.
I know. And the color scheme, I love everything about, like, the weird, everything like teal and yellow or burgundy. I don't know. I just love that show. It's just a quirky.
I do too. I love it. I love the student whose parents own the butcher shop and she's got the big like Coke bottle glasses. She's like, whatever you need, boss.
Yeah.
She's so funny. I love that show. It's so good. Jessica, what about you? Do you have a good comedy recommendation?
I don't know, because right now I watch a lot of reality stuff and I watch a lot of competition stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I don't watch a lot of comedies, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't know. I don't. I mean, like you said, it's hard. I watch certain things, but not a lot of comedies, I guess. Now that you're,
well, you can do it. Just a regular recommendation.
You know, I'm a fan. I like RuPaul's Drag Race. So
yes.
I've heard that that's super, super good. And I think that it's because I mostly watch TV with Zeb that I have, like, it doesn't seem like something he would be interested in. So I haven't been like, do you want to watch this with me? But in all reality, he probably would love it.
You know, don't put it past him. My whole family likes it. Actually, I mean, the kids would watch it when I'd put it on and have no problem with it. And they get interested. And then Chris eventually is interested. And now he's like, it's Friday, it's time to watch RuPaul, and I'm like, you're right. And so you know, turn of
I love
events,
that
you
so
know,
much.
It's his favorite show too.
Also, just to maybe suck you in a little bit, Kimmy, it's kind of like Project Runway in that they have to put looks and stuff together.
Oh, I would
Yes,
love that. That's my shit. I would love that
but
so
there's
much.
Also like the drama of the cattiness of things and you know, their humor depending on who's competing and, you know, stuff that the judges say to them or how they present whatever it is that they come out to show the judges. There's just so much. It's a fun show.
That sounds great. That's the part that I kind of missed. Did anyone else watch like Rock of Love on VH1 with Bret Michaels? Anybody?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay, that shit was funny as hell.
Oh my God.
And then Flava of Love was Flava, even Flava. Better.
Yeah, I watched that.
Flava Flav? Yeah, boy.
Brigitte.
Brigitte Nielsen. But the funniest one was Tiffany. What was her name? New York.
Yeah.
She was the funniest one. To me personally, I loved her. But then Monique came out with the Charm School. Did anybody see that?
I didn't watch that, but I know what you're talking about.
It was good. And Monique, I just have to quickly, this is a tangent, I'm sorry. Monique is the shit. Monique has been in the business for so long. She has held up through the decades. And I hate to say this, but like Netflix did her really dirty. Right after they gave Amy Schumer like a ton of money for her last stand-up, they offered Monique like a fraction of what they gave to Amy Schumer. And she was like, Amy Schumer has only been famous for like the last decade, but I have been here for 3 decades. And you gave her like 100,000 or whatever it was. And then they offered Monique like 20,000.
Right.
And she was like, are you kidding? Like, no, I'm not. First of all, I'm not going to cut a special with anybody who treats me like I deserve any less than a person who's been famous for maybe 10 years. Like, yeah, Amy Schumer is awesome. I like Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer wasn't the problem.
Right.
The problem was Netflix was lowballing her. And the same thing actually happened to one of my favorite comedians who we talked about on the podcast, Ron mm-hmm. Funches. He wanted to get the full hour special that they were giving to everyone else on Netflix. And Netflix was like, we only see you as a half hour comedian. And he said, that's really weird because I see myself as a full hour comedian. And they were like, yeah, we don't see that. So we're just going to offer the half hour. And so he turned it down and he called Comedy Central and he was like, do you want to pay me the same price that they offered me for a half hour, but give me a whole hour? And Comedy Central was like, hell yeah, we do. You're Ron motherfucking Funches. Like, of course we do. But Monique is great. Charm School was great. And one of the girls who got kicked off of Flavor of Love in the first round before she ever met Flavor Flav because she got into a physical altercation was the girl who won Charm School. And she was fucking ratchet, but hilarious. So funny. And it was really hilarious because in Flavor of Love, she kept asking for her lip chap, like her chapstick, but she kept calling it lip chap. So after she won the Charm School, she used the money to start her own brand of lip
chap. Really?
Which I thought was amazing. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. That's fucking incredible. What a great like marketing mind that she had.
All these weird little details. I couldn't recall any of this. You're like recalling from memory the whole show.
Well, it's like all these little ins and outs. I don't know. And I also watch like movies with the commentary. So Zeb gets annoyed because I'll sit there and I'll be like, yeah, I was watching this movie with like Garden State, for instance. I've seen that movie a million times, but I've like half a million times I have watched it with the commentary. And I'm like, he's only famous now because he grew up with Zach Braff, and Zach hired him as this like extra in this movie, but now he's in other movies, and I only know that because I watched it with the commentary, and Zeb's like, can you shush? Trying to watch the movie. If you were to come over to meet him, Aspen, it wouldn't be because he's like stuck up or anything. He just is like shy, and if you're somebody he doesn't know, he's not going to talk to you. And so people have said to me, like, does your husband hate me or something? And I'm like, no, he just doesn't have anything to add to this conversation.
Sure.
Get over yourself. It's not always about you.
No, I get that.
Yeah, he just is, that's just kind of who he is. But around Jessica, he like opens up, they have topics in common, they go back and forth. But when other people come over, it's kind of like a one-word response.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, she's comfortable, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she's, you're really, that's one thing that you are impeccable at, Jessica, is making people comfortable around you, and they open up to you, because you have this really great ability to, like, make people feel comforted.
That's why she makes a good nurse.
Yes, absolutely. Anyone would be lucky for you to catch their vomit or whatever, you know,
amongst other things,
or intestines. It just depends on where you end up.
No,
yeah.
I you know, appreciate people for who they are, whether I thoroughly enjoy what that is or not. Like, I just appreciate like authentic people being themselves, and you know,
yeah.
I don't know. I like to learn about people. I like to, I mean, I, again, I'm the chameleon. I kind of have a little bit of interest in everything, so I can usually find a common ground to talk about something with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
agree. You, there's, yeah, there's one thing, there's one, like, term that keeps repeating itself to me, and it's like, you meet them where they are. You don't expect them to, like, come to you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, there's, however they are, that's who they are, and you just accept it, and you just care about them regardless.
I don't know. Like, when I'm working in the hospital, it's like, those people aren't there because they want to be. Nobody wants to go to the hospital. They're not there because they're having the best day.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I can listen to them talk to somebody else, and you read between the lines about things like likes and dislikes, then when I go interact with them, I already have that information in my back pocket. And it kind of helps break the ice to, I mean, you have to be an observant person, and you have to be respectful, and you have to be, there's so many things that go into working with people in healthcare, but I also do it in my personal life too, and I don't know that I even know I'm doing it.
Right. It's just who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is dope. You're a dope ass person.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Aw.
Dope.
So take it.
Aw,
love
guys.
It. Be it. I do think that's something too, that I think a lot of people in our family are actually good at it, because we do come from a larger family. And when you come from a larger family, it's a bag of mixed personalities, right? Like that old adage is, your family is made up of people you wouldn't necessarily choose to be friends with, but you still have to love them unconditionally. And so you meet them where they are, because you do love them unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And so I think that we all have a certain level of it. I just think that you have leveled up at it, if that makes sense. I don't know. Aspen's like, yeah, that absolutely makes sense. And you're just laughing shyly in the background.
I'm sorry.
Any last words that you have, Aspen? Anything you want to say, or shout out to anyone, or
plug, or
Can you tell us how do we get to your podcast?
You know, Spotify, Apple, Google, or
okay.
It's
it's what is it called again?
And Origin and Tonic. So at the ampersand, I guess we found that to be a little confusing with the search engine, but you know, whatever, you can listen if you want, I don't care.
Go listen.
We're just
Origin and Tonic, Mallory and
you're a great salesperson. I think I think you might have a secondary
Yeah,
career in
that's
sales.
definitely what
You
I'm not.
should do it or not.
I'm
I mean,
not good at
it's
sales.
up
I
to
do
you.
not try to push product on people that they don't want. Like, you don't want to listen to me talk, please don't, you know?
Yeah.
We're not, you know, we haven't made our $3.30 yet, but we're just trying to have fun, I guess. Distraction from work, you know,
No, it is.
the quarantine
Yeah.
times and whatever. We'll see where
Yeah, that's what
it goes.
happened here too. And it's a nice, if it's nothing else, it's just a nice distraction. Also, it's conversations that Jessica and I, again, we're already having. So that's kind of what spawned it. But yeah, I think your guys' idea is amazing, and I can't wait to be a guest if you'll allow me to be, because it sounds way better than whatever we're just throwing at the wall and seeing if it sticks. So
Not sure, like I mean, I'm pretty honored, I guess, to be your
yeah.
guest.
Hey, you're our first guest,
Yeah,
Aspen.
our
That's
first
very exciting.
guest. All right,
I
guys.
love
Well, I
you.
love you. Love you. Love you, Aspen.
Yeah,
Thanks for
thank
being
you.
on. It's really nice. I said, I
I love
love
you,
you,
Kimmy. I love
Aspen.
you, Jessica.
She's like, again, this is non-consensual. Why?
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you huge.